A tragedy occurred along Illinois' Kankakee River this week, something both awful and awesome. 4-year-old Brian Santoyo was playing while his uncles were fishing and his mother and grandmother were resting when he fell into the river on the downstream side of a 5-foot dam. His mother, Delia Santoyo, jumped in to try to save him, but even small dams can have a strong undertow. She was pulled below the surface of the water, too. By the time Police Sergeant Rick Juster reached the scene, more than a dozen people had jumped into the river to try to save the little boy and his mother. Some were relatives, like Brian's uncles, Eric and Jaffet Santoyo. Many were strangers, like Joe Rosado and Andres Alvarez. All of them found that they had to struggle for their own lives to try to save Delia and her son. Andres Alvarez was able to reach them and held them above the water. Strangers threw him a rope to try to pull them all in from the swirling waters. But the rope rubbed against the concrete and snapped. Alberto Medina and his wife Damaris and their 2 children heard the cries and saw the commotion. Mr. Medina ran toward the dam, instinctively, unhesitatingly, and jumped into the water to help. Joe Rosado leapt in and was able to take Delia Santoyo into his arms. Sergeant Juster and his partner jumped in and were able to get Brian onto the shore. The sergeant breathed into Brian's mouth. The little boy coughed up and came alive. But they couldn't revive Delia Santoyo. She died trying to save her son. She was 27. Alberto Medina also drowned trying to save the Santoyos, whom he didn't know. He was 28. His 2 daughters are 7 and 3. Brian's uncle, 16-year-old Eric Santoyo, got caught in the circling water and survived. But his brother Jaffet disappeared and drowned trying to save his nephew and his sister-in-law. Jaffet Santoyo was 23 and a U.S. Marine. He'd just returned from 2 years in Iraq. His family remembered how he loved pranks and once filled a piñata with tortilla flour. His brother said, when it broke, everyone was covered, only their eyes were showing. He would make everybody laugh and bring the whole family together. So this weekend there are 3 white crosses along the river, surrounded by candles and rosary beads. Family members and friends have written messages. Eric Santoyo wrote his brother Jaffet, I will never forget you. I will always be with you in this world or the next. I promise your wishes and goals will come true. Damaris Medina said of her husband, he was a great guy. If he were still living, he would do it again. And Brian Santoyo is in stable condition in Chicago's Children's Memorial Hospital. He is 4 years old and has an awful lot to live for. Mm-hmm.